Wouldn't it be nice if you could just turn off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Arion is that off switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AUREON.com to get started.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tarot International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot Team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with tarot. T-E-R-O.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, this is episode 14 of Marketing for Business with our good friend Phil K. James from
Good Milkshake Digital. Digital, yeah.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, always a highlight of my week.
Oh, you know, you say that all the time. But I do understand you guys went out and got a couples massage today.
I got my tax refund this week, and so we're spending money just like drunken sailors. I'm getting new tires on my truck and, my car. I don't have a truck. New tires, you know.
A massage.
We're doing crazy things like paying off debt, which is one.
It's crazy.
You know, yeah, it's wild.
Good for you.
So, yeah.
This is also, and we don't want to forget this, day 3 of National Small Business Week.
That threw me for a loop because most small businesses that I know are not open on Sunday, but they get an extra day.
Right.
Which,
right.
Okay. Why not make it a month?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's exciting. So you've been working with a lot of
folks. I've been talking up small businesses all over the metro and, you know, visiting as many as I can. As a matter of fact, right now we're in a privately owned small business.
Yep.
And
very successful one.
A very successful one. And, you know, it's just great. Over, and I forget the number, but I believe it's like 64% of the jobs that are in this country are with small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a huge number and responsible for billions of dollars of economic activity. So it's really pretty cool.
It blows my mind that there are so many businesses. We talk about this a lot, about the potential of what the internet is doing to a lot of these small businesses, and it's one of those things that really does keep me up at night because I'm worried. There's a glut of retail. There's a glut. You know, talking about retail locations, and you know, it always seems day after day. There's another one going up for sale or
right.
going out of business, and I just gotta wonder, like, you know, whenever I see a new retail place, especially a clothier or something. I got to wonder how can they differentiate themselves in this world where, Airbnb is the largest hotel in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if you caught the first half hour of the broadcast today, but we were talking about retail stores that are actually expanding out there.
Right.
And there's a really interesting link between all of them. Dollar General, Family Dollar, Family Dollar Store.
Dollar Tree and all those.
Dollar Tree, yeah.
Yeah.
TJ Maxx, all have added hundreds and hundreds of retail stores last year and adding hundreds and hundreds more this year.
Hmm.
And so it's really an interesting thing. The common denominator with all that is what? Is their consumer base.
Fascinating.
Buy cheap stuff.
Right. And, you know, what I love about what they do, I mean, love it or hate it, whatever you got to do, but... they buy things in enormous lots. They all have pretty much the same business model. They buy stuff that Walmart will not, for whatever reason. Walmart wants to buy it for 21 cents. Dollar Tree buys it for 22. And they sell it for a buck.
Right.
And
crazy.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like, there's just an enormous And it's basically what you do when you are like an online reseller. So somebody that buys a ream of paper on, yeah, you know, and they warehouse it in an Amazon warehouse, and they buy all this stuff and flip it in 2 or 3 days. That's how a lot of these you know, there are people sitting on their couches, probably in their underwear right now, flipping boxes of paper. You know, and that blows my mind to think, you know, and so that's basically what these guys are doing. So it makes sense that they're working, you know.
But
it makes
here's
sense
my
that it's
concern
working.
About all this, and this is a real concern. Everybody's talking about how good the economy is right,
yeah,
now. Things are just skyrocketing, can't find workers because we're paying more money all the time. So what's going on when it seems like the retail establishments that are growing in number are all discount chains?
Incredible.
So what does that say about the reality of the economy? And here's what I think. All right? People usually tune in to hear commentary, but hey, it's my show.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So here's what I think. I think, again, the economy is rolling for some people. If you're investing, if you're in equities, and if you're in gold or whatever it happens to be, you're doing really well. If you're making $250,000 plus a year, you're doing all right. If you ain't, you ain't.
Right.
I think that's reality.
And part of it, don't you think, a part of it is sort of the velocity of money? So, you know, you get a product in, and keeping that inventory on the shelves is a real liability. And you're seeing this a lot in restaurants. The restaurants that I work with, a lot of them are foregoing a lot of their wine cellars,
a
lot of their, like, higher-end wines especially, and just selling them off because holding on to that inventory is
costly.
Is a huge burden.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're having to spend a couple $100, you know, on a case of wine that they're just holding on to for a couple years. But, like, this all goes back to, you know, the Dollar General. Being able to take that 22-cent box of junk, not junk, but, you know, cleaning supplies or whatever it is, being able to flip it for a buck fast because they know they can.
So the cost of inventory goes way down.
And they have two employees working in their stores. Two.
Right.
You know.
Crazy.
Yeah,
but so yeah, anyway, that's, you know, that's just some commonality things I think that may be going on. Well, happy small business week. This is kind of fun.
Yeah.
I want to, you're much more techie than I am, Phil.
That's hard to believe.
No, man. You know, you're like 50 years younger than me.
you were doing video, you know, back when I still had hair.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's been a while ago.
Yeah.
But you like to talk about lots of ways that businesses, and because this is National Small Business Week, we'll talk about small businesses, how they can take advantage, if they're brick and mortar or however they're doing things, how they can take advantage of some new technologies that are out there and be able to win the battle against sometimes the big box stores.
I've been thinking a lot about this lately, about kind of what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously yours is a higher end production than the average everyday person with a phone, pulling a phone out and just talking into their phone. So the quality of the audio is going to be much higher. But I think a lot about, like, podcasting.
Yeah.
And specifically, not just podcasting, but Alexa skills. So, for example, let's say that you had somebody that was really into self-care about, you know, women's beauty. Let's say that a woman is wants to figure out, are you familiar with Alexa skills? Have you been tinkering in that? So, basically, Amazon Alexa, you say, hey,
Alexa.
Hey, Alexa, play me my daily briefing. And Alexa will go through your news. Maybe you like sports. Maybe you're into Jeopardy and you keep that stuff up there. But they'll also say, I want you to add beauty tips to my repertoire. So it'll go through and it'll say, today's daily beauty tip is this. And what basically a lot of these companies are doing, I'm thinking of, you know, Procter & Gamble, they just came out with a big thing. I think they own Dove soap, right? Okay, so they have if you go to your Alexa,
which
you
say, smashed, by the way, on a former, it was Dove, wasn't it Dove? That got in trouble with regard to their, their look of an African American woman who suddenly went white.
Oh, that's not
Remember
good.
That?
That's not good.
Ouch, that was not good. Yeah,
don't do that.
Who thinks up this marketing stuff, man? You know, come on.
Yeah,
it wasn't good.
Yeah. All right.
So anyway.
Okay. So anyway, let's say you have Dove soap, and you say, "I want to subscribe to the Alexa skill of Dove soap." And then you have your programmers. You basically go in and you come up with 200 different beauty ideas.
Right.
So let's say I for whatever reason, I need something that can get off sunscreen. And I say, or sunblock. And I say, I just wore a bunch of sunblock today. I want to know. So it'll say, play my Alexa skill on how to remove sunblock. And it'll give you an Alexa skill on how to do that. And basically, it gives you the opportunity to go through. And let's say you have a guy teaching a drumming class. I want to learn how to do jazz drumming today, right? It'll give you the option to give you a bunch of lessons on how to do jazz drumming.
All right, so obvious question here. Yeah,
so this ties back to small business.
Right.
How?
Right, how?
Right, okay. Well, if I'm a chef, a local chef, this is, to me, this is Internet 2007 with
right.
Twitter.
I'm hearing you.
This, okay, because it's so new, everybody's like, what the heck am I going to do with Twitter? People are posting photos of their food, or they're talking about, you know, like the score of the game. I can use ESPN for that. And this is so early because nobody is doing it. It's one of those rare moments in the Internet where basically you have Alexa and Google Home sort of taking over the entire market. So you have the opportunity to use a Alexa skill and a Google Home. I don't know what they call it on Google Home because I don't have one. But basically you can record, let's say if I'm a local chef and I were across the street from Baru 66 and I go to Chef David and I say, hey, Chef David, I want you to record maybe cooking tip of the day. And we record, we go to a nice studio, or if, let's say we, for example, we know somebody with a nice microphone.
Heck, we even go into his kitchen and do
let's
it.
Let's say we know somebody with a nice microphone and some right, recording yeah. equipment. Let's say hypothetically we knew somebody like that.
Right, yeah.
All right. So, you know, I would go into his kitchen and I would record, let's say, 100 cooking tips hey, Chef David, ask Chef David. Chef David, what do you do with pepper? Or what do I do with coriander?
Yep.
Or tomatoes are in season.
I got
what are the sorts of things that I would do? And we would record those things and drop those every single day, one a day for 365 days. We could even record one, you know, drop one every other day or once every 3 days. And you basically just have your new flash briefing. It's called a flash briefing, just like the news. And Chef David is going to teach you what to do with mozzarella today, with fresh mozzarella and basil. Here are 15 things you can do with tomatoes for cold gazpacho soup. Okay,
but here's the question. How do you get there?
Well, there's a couple of things. It's actually much easier than you think.
Really?
Yeah. Amazon walks you through the process of becoming a developer. So what I've done is I've done the research on this, contacted a guy in India for $500. He'll set the whole thing up for me. And basically, using one of my chef's clients, we're going to create an Alexa skill, which will have a chef talking basically for 365 days on cooking tips.
And
the thing is, there's nobody, I'm talking New York, Los Angeles, Paris, London, nobody's doing this right now. Somebody's going to catch on to this, and it's going to catch fire.
All right.
The point is being early. The point is, 5 years from now, everybody's going to want a skill and a flash briefing, and it's going to be so noisy that trying to break through is going to be tough.
All right. So here's the next question is this, and just like creating an app, right? There's a lot of money that goes into the creation of the app.
Sure.
There's a lot of money that can go into this. I mean, time and recording and getting somebody to set up the self-weasel winding torque inducer to do it. So how do you market it to people that they know that Chef David has got the tip of the day?
Well, there are a couple of ways. Number one is just you have to have a nice little social networking already
Bingo.
Existing.
Yeah.
So that's why we always talk about these things. Like when that next thing hits, let's say you do have a podcast. There's no real way to to discover a local podcast in Des Moines. So you basically have to have a decent social network in order to make it work. So that's number one. Number two is partnering with people so that
the
influencers or other people that have skills on their own, these Alexa skills, or I would partner with five or six other chefs nationally that are considering doing the same thing. And you would basically create your own Alexa skill based on your own knowledge and the knowledge of other people, so you could sort of share the wealth, so
got
to speak.
Got it. All right. And the end result of all that is two things. You're creating a relationship with the listener.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're getting, for example, in our example, Chef David Baruthio from Baru 66 in Saison to offer up this
a new
tip.
Restaurant now, too.
A new yeah, in Earlham.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and we broke that story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I saw that, yeah.
So that you're building this relationship with people out there who may already know you as the chef.
Yep.
But now you're getting a little extra.
Yeah, it's
nice.
I think what this is if you have any aspiration of being sort of a national brand, or this is going to happen. And I'll come back 18 months from now, there will be somebody that we don't know about right now. This always happens. You and I are gonna show up one day and turn on our computers, and there's going to be somebody there that's doing something crazy with Alexa skills. And it's going to be like this, and we'll say, oh, that person's from Davenport.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they're an international superstar because they're doing something interesting that's different and that's new and it's early, because there's somebody out there right now. I follow a couple of these podcasts, and they're kind of few and far between right now, but there's some of these podcasts and also blogs that are talking about Alexa skills, and these people seem bored because there's not a lot to talk about. But I can tell you that that Amazon is pumping billions of dollars, Google's pumping billions of dollars into voice right now. And I didn't even expect to talk about this today.
No,
but
I'm
fired up.
I just got to do this.
Like, I'm such a nerd. I have goosebumps talking about Alexa skills.
but you're absolutely right.
See,
Phil.
But here's the thing: nobody listening is going to do this. That's what's frustrating. Nobody listening right now. There are people listening right now are saying, "Yeah, okay, that sounds cool." All right,
but they're going to miss the shot.
Yeah.
Well, it was just like you said with Twitter in 2007, 2008. People were going, what the hell? What do I want to do that for? That's craziness.
I should have quadrupled down on Twitter back then. I have so many regrets about video and, early on. Back when I worked at the coffee roastery, doing some sort of a daily coffee cupping.
Yeah.
Would have been fun.
But just short, sweet, to the point. Yeah.
Anyway, I think about all those things.
Interesting stuff. Phil K. James, ladies and gentlemen, Good Milkshake Digital. Excellent. And again, we didn't expect to talk about this.
No.
We were going to talk about Facebook dating site, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
How boring is that?
Well, we're both married, old married guys.
Well, here's what I think is interesting about that, and we had it on the news story earlier today. They rolled out this dating site with Facebook. And what I found interesting about it is you can create a dating profile without having your current friends be able to see it. Now,
I think they probably did some research and found they didn't want their... There's something that's going to have to be worked out about that.
Well, so...
There's got to be like a single thing on there in order for you to be eligible.
Maybe? You think? That's what I'm looking at this going, oh, this is going to play well. Oh, honey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just on Facebook, sweetheart. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Or maybe people work for the state of Iowa or the Iowa
Senate. There are people all the time that get caught cheating on Tinder and on,
Isn't that craziness?
I don't understand that world at all. If you want to ask me about anything online that I know absolutely nothing about, first of all, if I had to start dating again, which, thank my beautiful wife for keeping me around, because I would be absolutely clueless.
Oh, yeah.
I just have no game. I have no game at all. I'm, 40-year-old bald guy,
Yeah, but look how smart you are, see?
Yeah.
And that could be really a draw to somebody on Facebook dating site.
Yeah.
I can see it now.
Okay.
If you say so.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about things that we might understand.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, we gotta cut it out.
All right.
I know this has been fun.
I gotta go get new tires.
You gotta get new tires. Gotta spend some more of that U.S. tax money.
Yeah.
That you already made.
I got. This is. I'm spending my free loan that I gave the federal government.
Yeah. And they used it for you.
Thank you for your contribution. Yeah. Awful nice of them. Yeah.
Bill K. James, ladies and gentlemen, Good Milkshake Digital. Good stuff. I really, who knew, right?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Well, we got to give a shout out to Grounds for Celebration for not kicking us out of their place while we
carried
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with us. This is episode 14 of Marketing for Business, and you heard some stuff that you had perhaps never even considered before, and we'll have to watch how the genesis of this idea goes forward. I'm telling you, another thing, Ulta beauty products.
Oh,
you imagine Ulta doing that? A beauty hint?
I bet if I searched for it, they're probably already doing it.
Could be.
Yeah, big company there.
All right, we got to go. We're all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour. Thanks so very much for clicking through. We appreciate it. Take care.